broken vessels, leaking vessels, unclean vessels that carry giftings, and all they present comes through the filter of uncleanness. But God will purify you through purpose. If you follow purpose, you're going to end up with a pure heart. And let me say it this way. He's going to purify your frequency. Mm-hmm. He's going to purify your frequency. He'll purify your speech. Amen. Amen. You won't talk the same. Amen. They used to talk in the world. If you follow purpose, you won't be cussing everybody out. Amen. Like you used to. Child, you better blink, 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 blink. I'm saved and I don't blink, blink no more. You hear me? Yeah, we heard you. Now, purpose will purify. Amen. It will. That's why purpose drives. Think about Joseph a moment. If Joseph received the purpose. He had the dream. He had the vision of what God wanted to do. But okay, right away, Joseph, purpose is going to start driving you now. Well, what? Am I going to the king's palace? Yeah, you'll eventually get there. But the first stop is going to be the pit. I'm going to have your brothers hate you. And they're going to want to kill you, but I ain't going to let them kill you. Because purpose is going to drive you. But your first stop is going to be the pit. Prophet in training. The pit. See, that's why sometimes in churches or in organizations we have such poor leadership. Amen. People haven't been trained. Amen. They go to school and get a degree, and the degree is good. Mm-hmm. But they never had any training. Amen. They never been in the pit. Amen. They never had anybody really to persecute them. They hadn't been through the school of hard knocks. They got all the education, but no experience. Amen. And so what happens is they become qualified managers.
Amen. Amen.
They can't lead. Amen. Managers don't lead. Managers manage. Amen. Leaders lead. Tell somebody, purpose will drive you.
Purpose will drive
and it'll purify you.
It'll purify you.
So, Once purified, once we get the right frequency, we enter into the flow of the prophetic. Amen. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit. You carry the spirit of prophecy. See, that's why sometimes you're not content, because you're stalemated. You just stop. You just, I'm going to say it this way. Nobody get offended because it ain't you. Tell somebody, it ain't you. You talking about? I'm talking about somebody, but they ain't here. They don't go here. I've never seen them before. But sometimes they can be stuck on stupid. Just stuck in a routine or in a rut. Just stuck on stupid. But see, the prophetic flow keeps you moving. You don't stagnate. It's something new every morning. That's why your life is boring. Look at somebody, ask me, is your life boring? See, some people think they got to be going, you know, doing and having all this. No, you could be on a job pressing the same button all day. Amen. And your life not. And your life ain't boring because you're living in the prophetic. Amen. Pressing the button. But while you're pressing the button, you're having visions. Oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus. But here you go. You can have everything new. Go anywhere you want to, anytime you want to, have anything anywhere you want to, and everything's boring. Child, please. I can't stand this stuff. But when you're in the flow, it don't matter where you are, when you're in the flow. Because God is with you. God's talking to you. Heaven is kissing earth. Amen. It's an exciting life. You're vibrant with life. You're electric. Amen. You look forward to challenges. You're willing to take a risk. You believe God. You're expecting God to show up. You're expecting new things to happen. Hello? Right where you are. The fourth thing is that Esther was content. You know, after the year of purification, the virgins, before they went to see the king, they could take anything they wanted. And I said this morning how some man said, you know, I want that big pair of earrings. I think the king will like that. One said, give me that pair of red high heels with the 4-inch heel on them. I think the king will go for that. The other one, give me that dress. You know, it kind of, you know, accents my shape. I think the king will like that. And so they took all that. But when it came to Esther said, I don't need anything. Whatever you suggest, I'll do that. But I don't, you know, she came to a place of contentment. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're satisfied with status quo. But in the station in life where you are, you're not complaining. You're not murmuring. You're not anxious. You're not like a bull in a china shop. You're not at unrest all the time. You know, you're not angry and critical about something. No, you're content. I know things are going to get better. I know things are going to improve. But right now, I'm not going to let this thing, I'm going to let it stir me but not shake me. So she became content. Somebody say content, equals my time, equals my turn, equals my crown. All the other virgins wanted to take some stuff and add this and add that, but Esther said, no, I don't need anything. I'm content. She had reached that place of faith rest. I tell you, when you reach a place of faith rest, game over. You stop having to perform. You stop having to live up to everybody's expectations. Amen. It's you and the Lord. Amen. And when you serve him well, when you please God well, this here's what happened. Look at that. She entered, somebody say faith rest. She entered into faith rest. Faith rest equals, say this with me, favor in the sight of all. Favor more than them all. And favor in the sight of the king. When she came into faith rest, she came into favor. And you read this in the story. You read this, what I'm talking about, in Esther. She came into favor in the sight of everybody. Everybody that saw her favored her. And not only that, she came into favor more than anyone else. Now who? Hey, you see some of the guards talking about, hey, who you think gonna win the contest? No, that Esther got it. I believe Esther gonna win it. Who you got? Esther? Hey, who you got? Esther? Favor, see, I'm seeing this thing. Favor in the sight of all, and favor more than them all. Esther's a wrap. You know, in Las Vegas, they bet on all this stuff, and they'll tell you who got the odds to win everything. And they go by certain criteria. Well, Esther found favor. Why? Where did it stem from? Her contentment. Stop trying to be everything to everybody. Amen. And trying to please everybody. I'm not saying that we seek to get along with everybody, follow peace with everybody, but stop just trying to outdo, trying to please, trying to be somebody you are not. Amen. Be the best you. There's only one you. Amen. And in her contentment, her time came, her turn, and her crown. Favor and grace in the sight of the king. Then the king made Esther a feast. They called it Esther's Feast. And in Esther's Feast, they had what they called the Queen's Gold, because they had taxed everybody to bring these virgins in and to buy all these spices and do all this stuff for them for a year. They taxed everybody. So when Esther became queen, they called it Queen's Gold because they repaid everybody that had supported with money monetarily. They gave it back to them. And They did it in the name of Esther, and they called it a relief. Every king, queen's goal, and what it did, it only boosted her popularity. Now, all this coming from something that seemed very contrary, but it was purpose that was driving. My question to you right now, is purpose driving your life? Or do you avoid anything that's not comfortable? That's not immediate gratification. You avoid it. That ain't God. How you know? I remember doing a message, not the devil, God. Some people blame the devil, and it ain't the devil. Sometimes it's the Lord. That purpose is driving you. Amen. So we get to where we want to start today. So all that's background. There were five things, but I want to release it. I want to continue because, see, prophesying doesn't mean I got to point a little crooked finger in your face and say, thus saith the Lord to you, my child. Now, some people can do that and they can be accurate, but oftentimes when people do that, they're prophesying to you from a place of insecurity. They're prophesying to you from a place of, you know how people see prophets? The New Testament prophets were not like, you don't even see that in the New Testament prophet. You don't see it in the New Testament, but people sometimes culturally were locked into a stigma where it's not a prophetic word unless they got up in your face and pointed and screamed. Thus saith the Lord. And sometimes they ain't right, honestly. But prophesying, you can talk to someone like this. Just talk to them. You carry the testimony of Jesus. And if you're sensitive, there are times you pick up, I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to sound spooky. I'm sometimes riding in my car or walking down the street. I'm not listening, but I can see and I hear conversation. I'm not nosy, I'm not busybody, but I you just read. And it's like a gifting. But you have to be sensitive. You can see purified to the frequency and not afraid. I ain't going to meddle with nothing. I just heard. You may meet that person down the road somewhere. And to prophesy to them, you don't have to, but thus saith the Lord. You say, hey, let me ask you a question. I'm just a question. Do you, how you know that? I'm just asking, is that, you feeling that? Well, yeah. You understand what I mean? But God's giving you inroads into a person's life where you can speak something. Basis of a love foundation. A foundation of love. You got to be walking in love first.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.